Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose, it feels like a Tuesday. It isn't. It's our midweek edition. It is Wednesday, September the 3rd, 2014. Hope you're having a good week so far. We're live each weekday, 12 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and at the station's website, kvoi.com. And you can hear the program anytime by visiting The Buckmaster Show podcast, available at buckmastershow.com. And Rose makes that podcast happen for us every day. And then, of course, we have all of our programs archived since we launched this venture back in January of 2011. We'll get things rolling with newsmaker interview today. Pima County Supervisor District Number 5, Richard Elias, is with us. Half past the hour, Tucson-based writer Mike Hayes joins us to talk about a new mystery thriller that he has crafted. It's called The Spirit and the Skull. Then we'll close out this midweek edition of The Buckmaster Show with a preview of what's being called the 9/11 Tower Challenge. This is hosted by the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation to honor those who lost their lives on 9/11 and to honor our first responders and military who continue to protect us from foreign and domestic threats. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Our Facebook page, we invite you to become a friend of the show. It's real easy to find us on Facebook. You'll find us at my name, Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Supervisor Richard Elias. Supervisor, how are you? How was your Labor Day?
It was great, Bill, and I'm just glad to be back here in town. And we went over to New Mexico and got some chili verde and a lot of harvest time activities
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, the chili season usually kicks off, doesn't it, around Labor Day?
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
Yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, you and your colleagues voted to spend, I guess, about almost $900,000 on what would be considered a centralized tabulation system or equipment for the election. This vote, Richard Elias, disappointed election reform advocates who wanted the county to invest more, actually wanted the county to spend about $2.6 million to replace the 16-year-old election equipment. Why did you go this particular route?
Well, you know, we do have some equipment that's getting old, that's out there in the precincts and needed replacing. We went with a central tabulation system because a number of different factors. One of it is the fact is that there's fewer and fewer people voting on election day. So counting those votes has changed. And the amount of money that we would have spent was large for the return that we would have gotten on it. I also think that the technology is changing quickly here, and very soon we'll be able to obtain equipment more affordably that will likely give us that opportunity to count at the precinct level and then bring to our central tabulation equipment that we were purchasing. I think it does create a certain kind of vulnerability. We saw that in Cochise County in this last election where their system failed. Greenlee County helped them out. But I truly believe that we made the right decision. Some folks were upset about it, but they seem to be extremists that are more concerned about things that have not happened
to this date. Let's face it, they think something funny is going on.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing funny going on. The technology continues to change drastically in voting and counting. And we have to keep up with that, and we have to recognize that change is imminent in all of that.
Richard Elias is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. While I was away up in Canada, I missed one of the local story. Always bothers me to miss a story, but I'm not going to miss a nice chance to get away, right?
Right.
The Attorney General came back with an opinion. The Arizona Attorney General's office cleared you and the other members of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Allie Miller had brought some charges that you and the other board members violated the state's open meeting law, and this had to do with a meeting earlier in the summer, correct?
It was actually in February, Bill.
Oh, February. Okay. And what did the AG's office basically say?
The AG's office said that nothing had happened and they had no evidence of any collusion that took place or any violations of the open meeting law. So as much ado about nothing, like many of Allie Miller's allegations against us, and it's unfortunately a waste of taxpayers' money, a waste of time, and has a tendency to make us all look foolish to the public. It's really unfortunate because while all of that continues, the people of Pima County don't get the quality of service that they deserve because we're busy chasing foolish allegations about each other.
And you were quoted in the weekly story that this further disproves the narrative that Allie has been trying to promote, that the Board of Supervisors is a bunch of crooks.
Well, and that seems to be what she's trying to do, and she does it on radio, she does it in print whenever she can, making false allegations to the Attorney General. You know, all of that is so counterproductive, and really, the folks who live in her district ought to be very frustrated with all of that because their supervisors should be busy taking care of their constituent needs and letting folks know what she's all about rather than attacking other people, trying to say that we're a bunch of crooks, trying to say we're doing things wrong, when the truth is that Pima County has had very good policymakers, I think, over the last 20 years. And we should be very proud of that and the fact that we survived a very difficult economic period here recently, probably the worst one since the Depression in the history of the United States. And Pima County has done well. We should recognize that same group of policymakers is sitting there and getting attacked by someone with baseless, rather foolish, wasteful allegations against us. And it's time for it to end.
And Allie did email back the weekly to Jim Nintzel's article, and she said she is satisfied with the outcome of the Attorney General's investigation. 790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you disagree with Supervisor Richard Elias. Richard is always a good sport when he comes here on the Buckmaster Show, and he will accept all opinions, and that's what we're all about here. Correct, Richard?
Absolutely.
We want to hear all sides of the story, and folks are more than welcome to weigh in on whatever topic they would like. The supervisors, you and your colleagues yesterday, voted a resolution of support to this woman, Rosa Loretto. Did I get that
correct?
That's correct. Rosa Loretto, who is in effect taking sanctuary and has been in sanctuary, living over since August the 7th at the Southside Presbyterian Church along with her family. She entered the country with visas and did not return to their home in Hermosillo, Sonora, and she was picked up by the Border Patrol and now has taken sanctuary. What was the resolution about?
The resolution is essentially asking the Obama administration and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Johnson, to end her case and to allow her to stay and effectively cease and desist on her deportation. This is a low-level deportation case. These are family members and Rosa who are employed, working hard, paying their taxes. They've not committed any felonies. These are good folks who add and are an asset to our community. And it's a shame to see families being torn apart and the issue being treated like it's a political football in front of the world. It's shameful, and it's time for all of that to end. There's many facets of the immigration question that we could talk about here, but the truth is number one, many of the immigrants who are here in this country, in fact, a vast majority of them, a huge majority of them, are productive, hardworking assets to the United States of America. Secondly, the places that have passed horrible, vitriolic, anti-immigrant legislation, like Arizona, their economies are failing. they have still not gotten themselves back on track. The places where that has not happened, notably California, we see economies booming. We all need to understand that this has gotten so far out of hand that it is an issue that's crushing our economy.
This is a symbolic vote, of course, because as Ray Carroll pointed out, Supervisor Carroll voted no. It was a 3-1 vote. Supervisor Miller was absent. Ray believes this is just a federal matter that really the supervisor should not be involved in.
And that's really too bad, because that's exactly the attitude that turns families into political footballs. And that's sad to see, because their children, her children, her husband, her mother and father are all very afraid that their family is going to be torn apart by something that, by a government that should have taken care of its own problems and helped to deal with the situation.
Well, how long can they stay there at the church? I know representatives from several religious groups were at the meeting, actually.
Oh, absolutely. We had a huge crowd of people.
Huge crowd of people.
Yeah. Several hundred people showed up and were very supportive of the resolution. I would say that they could probably stay there as long as they want. DHS and those folks have made it clear that they're not going to go into the church and apprehend her. They should not. It is a sanctuary that should be respected. But it's very difficult on her family, and especially her two young children, to be put into this kind of situation. And those are the kind of harmful actions that children really have a difficult time dealing with and create huge damage in our community through resentment and people feel like they're being picked on.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's 12:16 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and BuckmasterShow.com. We're streaming the show. Richard Elias is with us, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for the supervisor, we'll be right back.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700, or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Everyone is invited to tour Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson during its all-day 10th anniversary celebration Saturday, October 4th. There will be something for everyone, including live action in the surgery department and doctor dress-up for the kids. Plus, your tour pass doubles as a raffle ticket with a chance to win great prizes. Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, home of Specialty Vets for Special Pets.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Our newsmaker interview to get things rolling on the midweek edition is Pima County Supervisor District 5 Democrat Richard Elias. And during the break, a caller who did not want to stick around to ask you this, but we will ask you the question, what steps will you, Supervisor Elias, take to hold down the county portion of property taxes?
Well, that's a very good question, and one that we've had to deal with consistently, frankly, since 2009. And since that time, we've lost more than 1,000 employees. Our budget has shrunk by $300 million. So I think we've done a good job of maintaining services and reducing people's tax burden. Most people saw their property taxes, the county portion again, go down in that period. This year, we did increase the property tax rate because of a huge loss in the property valuation area. But frankly, we have cut back on services so much over the last 5 years that we could not do that any longer, and found ourselves in a situation where we needed to make that up. I think that was a smart choice. 60% of the general fund monies are spent on public safety. I think that that's something you don't want to upset the courts and the sheriffs and the jails during a period of economic difficulty. So I think the county's been doing a pretty good job of that. I think you're going to see us continue to do that and to be sensitive to the fact that county property taxes are getting more difficult for people. I would also note, though, out of the 16 counties here in Arizona, Pima County is the only county without a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing.
And Mr. Huckleberry has talked about a half-cent county sales tax for roads. Apparently, it's not going to go anywhere because Supervisor Miller would be needed to make that a majority. And I don't know if Supervisor Ray Carroll would go on board. It would take a unanimous vote.
Yes, it would take a unanimous vote.
Yes.
And frankly, I'm not in favor of Chuck's proposal either.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. his proposal is to get a quarter cent and spend that on roads.
All right.
And then take the other quarter cent and use it to bring people's property taxes down. I have a real problem with that. If you say you need a quarter cent, why are you asking for a half cent? Somehow that seems like another way to raise people's taxes. Because do you really think home valuations are going to go down or continue to go down? I don't think so. That is not a good proposition. But we have to find a way to fund roads that is fair and equitable to everybody. If a quarter cent is going to do that, I would take a look at that very seriously. A half cent? No. But it's really bad when the county uses general funds to pay for road repair, because that provides no tax equity for the people in District 5 that I represent and District 2. The vast majority of our residents live in the jurisdiction of the city of Tucson, so consequently, none of that road repair is done there.
Supervisor Richard Elias with a 790-2040. Greg is up on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Richard. It's Greg Shannon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, sir?
Very, very well. You know, when I hear about the border issue, Bill, and I hear people talking about, you know, the politicians, we've got to secure the border, that's really nonsense. I kind of lean in the way that Linda Ronstadt does, because recently she recalled a time when people would come across the border here and there, and we didn't have this insanity. And I think that what I'd like folks to really look at is when those fellows commandeered those jets in New York, they were from Saudi Arabia. And when those young gentlemen in Oklahoma blew up the Mayor Federal Building, these are red-haired white kids from Mid-America. Mexicans don't come here to blow things up. And I've hired illegals when I had my remodeling business, and it's just, I don't know, maybe that money would be better spent elsewhere. And also, Richard, I support your vote yesterday.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate that. And all of that is important to us. And you're right, our immigration system is broken, and the money that we're spending on securing the border is being spent in a very haphazard, unintelligent way that really has not produced any results. What we need to do is find a way to know who's here in the country, put them to work, and find ways for all of us to prosper so that our kids can grow up together, caring about each other, learning about what's important, and caring about this country that we all share.
There will be one bond issue. The county has one bond issue on the ballot, correct?
Right.
And that will be to improve, upgrade, enhance, whatever, the Pima Animal Care Center. Are you on board with that one?
Absolutely. I support that completely. It's the right thing to do. Our last facility lasted us 50 years. We expect this facility, the proposed facility, I should say, to last us for 50 years. It's important that we change the way we do animal care and move to more of a no-kill philosophy. We need to be humane. We need to be smart about the way we conduct public health activities. This is one way to get us on the right path.
790-2040, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. Richard Elias is with us. You know, about the county and the property taxes, we didn't talk about all the taxing authorities that go into all of that.
Well,
they're all wanting more money, right?
Well, absolutely. All the school districts and the community college have all faced drastic cuts from the state legislature, and they're looking for some way to educate our kids. And that shows up on your property tax bill, and immediately you blame Pima County for it. I understand that. But we need to take a close look at our tax bill and talk to the folks that are appropriate when you see the amount of taxes that you're paying for each one of those different authorities.
We're just about out of time. Not going to have time for that final call. I'm sorry, but we did run out of time. And we're talking, the caller was saying that this whole thing with the sanctuary movement is a political football. When you hear that, how do you respond, Richard Elias?
I think that families are being treated like political footballs, and I watched the children's faces yesterday, Rosa's children's faces, and I hear comments from people about not being able to support it for political reasons, and that's just wrong. We need to look at it from a humane perspective. I'm not a quarterback. I'm not even a linebacker in the game. But certainly we needed to voice our opinion to the federal government, to the president, and to the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Okay, Richard Elias, thank you very much for being with us. I hope the rest of your week goes very well. Does it feel kind of like a Tuesday to you?
It feels like a Tuesday that's trying to act like fall.
Trying to act like fall. Well, I think to see fall, you have to go up to Canada where I was, where the leaves were already turning, the first place in North America to see the autumn leaves happening. It was nice. All right. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show with writer Mike Hayes right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We've got your back. That's the message today from President Obama to Baltic leaders afraid that their countries might be the next targets of Russia's Vladimir Putin. Speaking in Estonia today after a meeting with the Baltic leaders, Mr. Obama said, "You've lost your independence once before with NATO. You'll never lose it again." The World Health Organization says a doctor in southern Nigeria who was ill with the Ebola virus exposed dozens of people to the virus by continuing to treat patients prior to his death. A Federal Reserve survey, the closely watched Beige Book, shows the U.S. economy strengthening in all regions in July and August, in areas from consumer spending to auto sales to tourism. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 8 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index down 27. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control. Treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry, What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Joining us now on the program is Tucson-based writer Mike Hayes. Mr. Hayes' newest book is titled The Spirit and the Skull. It is published by Poison Pen Press. Mike is the author of 8 books, including his Mad Dog and Englishman series. Mike joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Congratulations on the new book, The Spirit and the Skull. You had a starred review from Booklist. Where did this book, where did the idea for this book come from?
It's been percolating for a very long time. When I was a graduate student at Wichita State University, I was invited on an archaeological field trip into the north slope of the Brooks Range of Alaska. It was the most astounding country I have ever seen in my life. It affected me deeply, and I've been wanting to write about it for years.
And that trip was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. It was 1967.
Mm-hmm. And it must have made a tremendous impression on you, and then you wanted to write this book about the about that area. And what? How does the geography and the whole area fit in with this new book?
It's such a unspoiled place. We saw while we were there, aside from airplanes passing over, I think we found one can of gas that had been abandoned. And other than that, there was no evidence of human beings other than prehistoric ones in the area that we were surveying. There are no trees. It's a rolling grassland that looks extraordinarily beautiful until you actually try to cross it, because it's made up of tussocks, which are irregularly set. They grow in very shallow permafrost melt. It's a very dry climate, and yet you're living in almost a swamp because of that permafrost melt. And billions and billions of mosquitoes.
Yeah, big time. So how are you able to sell a Paleolithic mystery novel with a strong fantasy element to a publishing house that had never done anything remotely similar?
I'm not quite sure to this day. It took them a little while, I think, and I think they were somewhat taken aback by it. But I finally heard from Barbara Peters, the editor of Poison Pen, and she said something on the nature of, "A book as odd as this, we have to publish."
How do you describe? Give us the kind of the storyline of the book.
Well, it is definitely an odd book. It's set 15,000 years ago at a time when the first major migrations of man into the New World were taking place. It's set in the north of Alaska, where these migrations were occurring. And it's in a small band. A murder takes place. I have assumed, and much of what I had to do about these people is make assumptions based on what we know about tribal peoples and big game hunters. I have assumed that a murder would have been a truly terrible incident, something that had to be solved, that had to be purified and that the group had to be cleansed, and that meant removing the murder one way or another and cleansing the people so that they were right with nature again.
So it's like a 15,000-year-old murder mystery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is a very unusual twist.
Yeah, you don't run into those every day.
You've published 8 books, and you've done very well. And you had a period there where it took, well, it took a long time for you to get published, didn't it?
Oh, yes. I started actually sending things off while I was a graduate student at the University of Arizona. That was about 1968. I published a number of things over the years in between, but no fiction until I sold my first novel, and it was published in 1990 by Walker and Company of New York.
Was that the Gray Pilgrim?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is a World War II historical novel.
Yeah, it's set at the outbreak of World War II and involves a Tahana Atom, or Papago village, which refused to register for the draft in October of 1940 and disappeared into the desert, essentially in a state of war with the United States. And that actually happened. I took that story, went heavily into the rumors of the day, and threw in a few odd pieces of my own.
How about the Mad Dog and Englishman series?
Well, after Walker turned me down on my second novel, dropping their thriller line and firing my editor, I like to think that I'm not responsible for both of those. I spent a long time trying to revise the novel, another Southwestern novel that I had written, and trying to find a home for it. And finally I decided I just simply had to do something completely different. So I reinvented myself and ended up with the Mad Dog and Englishman series.
How many books are in that series?
There are 6 at the moment.
Are you looking for a 7th?
I'm considering it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for sure with the next one.
It is difficult these days to be a writer, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It has been.
The market has
all
changed.
Along.
The market
it's
has changed.
It's changing so
dramatically.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Poison Pen Press, based out of Phoenix.
Scottsdale. Mm-hmm.
It's Scottsdale. And they're a very successful mystery writer outlet for books. They've been around a while, and are they new into publishing then, or what?
They began publishing I believe 1997, and mm-hmm. the idea behind their publishing efforts was they saw books, what were called mid-list books, that they thought were actually wonderful books that were disappearing from the market, and they decided that was a great shame. Barbara Peters owned a bookstore in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And so she decided that maybe entering the publishing realm on a small scale was something that was worth doing. Within a very short period of time, they were publishing originals. They published Mad Dog and Englishman for me in 2000.
And the what would you like the reader, getting back to your, we're speaking with Mike Hayes, and he is the author of a new book, his newest book. He's published 8 books, and his newest book is called The Spirit and the Skull. What would you like the reader to take away from that book?
I always hope that I will in some way reach the reader, and that it will be a book that they will remember for years, that it will have something to say to them, that they will, of course, get just, you know, basic enjoyment out of the experience of reading it, but that it will have a little bit more than that, something that they think about from time to time.
And who is the protagonist in the book?
Raven is the principal character. He's the spirit man for the band.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that we don't want to give away any secrets to the book, but the murder, the 15,000-year-old murder mystery, will be solved.
It is solved, yes, in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been so many years since you've gone up to Alaska. Do you want to go back?
I always wanted to go back. As I close in on 70, I'm not quite sure that I would be up for the experience. It's a very, very harsh country, and even the area, even though now there is a road only about 40 or 50 miles from where we were camped, it's still not easy to cross that 40 or 50 miles.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the evolution of the whole publishing business. What do you think about the new media and the self-publishing and online publishing? It's really changed the whole business.
It really has. I'm concerned about a lot of the self-publishing stuff because it encourages people to move forward with things that very often are excellent ideas, but that have not had the kind of editing, have not really gone through the in-depth process.
Yeah,
so that they go out not quite ready for prime time.
Mm-hmm. And so online publishing
now,
that's
something of a different thing. E-books are certainly becoming a major part of the market, and in fact Poison Pen now turns all of their books into e-books and makes them available that way.
So where can people obtain The Spirit and the Skull?
Well, online, in Tucson at Clues Unlimited, mm-hmm. and mostly books. Unfortunately, that's about all we have in the way of independent bookstores in Tucson anymore.
There's only a couple of them left.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, Antigone is still around, too.
Yeah, I don't think they have it, but I need to check with them.
And of course through online Amazon
has it. It should be available at all kinds of online shops. There are many independent bookstores that sell online as well.
You also have a very nice website.
Yes, thank you.
And folks can get a hold of the book that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what that website is, J.M. Hayes.
JMHayes -author.com.
Okay. Mike Hayes, thank you very much. The new book by Mike Hayes, The Spirit and the Skull, and all the best of luck to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Bill.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
This is Chris Edwards from Tucson Appliance. When it comes to parties and events, I always use Arizona Party Rental, where quality and customer service are their priority as well.
This is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
I'm Diana Ken, and Tournament Director for the Tucson Association of Realtors. If you're planning an event, big or small, put Arizona Party Rental on your team.
Hi, this is Andy Brown. I've been in the special event business over 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
This is Bob Schaff. For your next party or event, don't think about calling anyone but Arizona Party Rental. Their selection is amazing, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion of the program presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Seems like every weekend coming up in the fall, something is going on. This Saturday, it's the Taste of Silver City downtown. You can sample the delicious delights of Silver City's historic downtown eateries. They've got some great places to eat. In fact, they had a nice write-up in last month's Sunset magazine about the fine places to eat in Silver City, and it's only 3 hours east of Tucson, and it's a lot cooler. It can be about 15 degrees cooler in the area because of that mile-high altitude. Great places to stay and things to do. And you can find out about all of that on their website, southwestnewmexico.org, places like Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Well, the 9/11, 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America is coming up on September 11th, coming up next Thursday. Joining us in studio, Mike McKendrick of the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. Mike, how are you?
Doing well, Bill. Thank you. It's good to be back on your show.
Thank you very much. I want to talk today about the Never Forgotten 9/11 Tower Challenge. This is something new that a lot of folks are hoping will become an annual event here in Tucson. It's going to take place at 7 a.m. at Arizona Stadium next Thursday. Describe for us what's involved here, Mike.
Well, there's a number of things that are unique. The Fire Foundation's helping host this, with the beneficiaries being the Fisher House, which is largely a Ronald McDonald House for veterans. A house will be built at the VA complex. And the other beneficiary is the 100 Club of Arizona. Another unique aspect is we are indeed at the University of Arizona Stadium. Not many people get in there other than the football players. And the Twin Towers on 9/11 were about 2,000 steps to get to the top. And so for this tower challenge, we're able to use the U of A Stadium to have our fire, police, and military get sponsors, and they're going to climb those stairs in memory of the folks that passed on 9/11. There were 343 firefighters from FDNY, but NYPD had police officers. Harbor Patrol had police officers die. The police officers at the Pentagon building. So we look at the 343 as the number of firefighters that passed on 9/11, but there were many more public safety people. So we remember them, and we remember the public safety people that are serving today and the military that's serving today. And it's really paramount right now with what's going on in international politics that we remember what happened on 9/11.
So are there 110 flights of stairs at the stadium?
No, we've got to go up and down seven times.
So. Okay.
In order to get to go up again, you got to go down. So,
but you're going to do the total number of steps.
That's the goal. That's the goal. And we have three prizes, three awards. The team with the most people that finish, the team that collects the most money, and the individual that collects the most money. We have to keep it safe. We can't make it a competition for the individual that goes the fastest, but it's team, it's a community based, it's, you know, across the whole community with law enforcement, fire, and military.
And congratulations to Greg Byrne of the athletic director for allowing you and your colleagues to actually take over the stadium and base at this this event on September 11th, because they don't usually give out they don't allow many outside groups to come in and take part in things like this.
Exactly. We feel very fortunate. I believe this is a test run for us, but the U of A is very involved in our community, and Greg Byrne took the step out to let us do this, and they're watching us. The community can come out to observe and watch for a $20 donation. You can get a T-shirt, but it's not a real spectator event. It's for the police and fire and military that want to work.
And tell me, how can people get involved? Can they make a pledge then? Is that how it works?
The participants can gather pledges, but really if somebody wants to donate to the cause, and again it goes to the 100 Club and the Fisher House, they can go to 100club.org, the 100.org, or Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, where that website is tucsonfirefoundation.org. The donations are secure. It's through PayPal, and just in the memo line, put it for the Tower Challenge. And all three of those entities are 501c3 charities. The Fisher House, 100 Club, and Greater Tucson Fire Foundation is a nonprofit charity.
How is that? I've heard of Rick Grinnell, our friend. Rick is very much involved with the whole Arizona Fisher House, and he had mentioned when he was on the program a couple of months ago that it was moving along forward. Where are you in the process with that?
Arizona Fisher House is coming along quite well. They need to raise $3 million. Mm-hmm. At this point, they're in the infancy, but they're about $50,000. They've got a couple other large grants coming in, and they plan to break ground in 2015 with finishing the Fisher House in the year of 2015. They'll have approximately 14 self-standing units for veterans who live more than 50 miles out of town. Our VA is very popular because it's one of the higher rated in the country.
Yeah, and this would provide free lodging for vets and their families while they receive the treatment at the Tucson Veterans Hospital. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very big. They have over 1,000 vets kind of matriculate through the VA, through whatever care facility they need to go through every year. And it's an undue hardship. They say the love of family is part of healing. And just like the Ronald McDonald House for Kids, if you're able to have your family there with you, it means a lot to the healing. And, you know, we have somewhat of a stereotype of our veterans being the older, the Vietnam era, maybe a few left from Korea. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the case of the people being treated at the VA. It's Iraq and Afghanistan and amputees, double amputees. We have a triple amputee from Afghanistan who, ironically, it was 3 years ago on September 11th, had his body parts blown off. But he's going to be our guest on the 9/11 Stair Challenge and start the event.
Oh, good. So definitely the Arizona Fisher House, one of the beneficiaries. The other will be the 100 Club of Arizona. And for folks who don't know, that group provides support and has for years to families of police and fire personnel seriously injured or killed in the line of duty. And I know that, Mike McKendrick, you feel real strongly about that group.
I very much do. What people don't know is 100 Club's been around for almost 40 years.
Wow.
And where they're able to step in is when there's a severe line of duty injury or line of duty death. A sad example is as recently the city fire department here had a line of duty death with one of their firefighters. And mm-hmm. within days of his passing, and he passed because of cancer, which he contacted because of his work, but within days of his passing, 100 Club was able to deliver a check for $15,000. And with all the stresses on a family to have at least that financial piece alleviated, what the 100 Club does is huge. And for smaller fire departments that can't afford safety equipment, they're there for them also.
Okay, and that's arizonafisherhouse.org and 100club.org will get you to information about the challenge coming up at Arizona Stadium on 9/11, Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. Mike McKendrick, thank you very much, and congratulations on the work you're doing in our community.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. The local talk continues this afternoon. Mike Shaw's show for Tucson at 4. And then tomorrow morning, the Wake Up Guys, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. Then Rosemary Brandt, producer, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at noon tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.